弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
时间过得很快，一下到了我们最后一个晚上。
Time is flying very quickly. We're coming to the very last evening.
第一天晚上我就跟大家挑战说，我们回去的时候一定要跟来的时候不一样。
On the first evening, I challenge everyone that we need to be different when we leave.
我不晓得在这两天里面，我们自己到底在主的面前有没有经历主的改变。
I don't know if these couple of days have you experienced the transformation of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是那么容易常常能够有这样子的聚会。
And we don't have the opportunity to have such meetings all the time.
我们希望我们所得着的不是只是听到的一些新的道理。
And we pray that what we have gained is not just new doctrine.
我们希望得着的是我们的生命能够一次比一次真正的更丰盛。
But our life really is growing fuller and fuller.
我们跟神之间的关系能够更真实。
But our relationship with God is actually becoming more real.
我非常喜欢，虽然我在各地去讲道的时候，我常常在最后一天引用一个德国的谚语。
And I often use a particular saying in German or No matter where I go to preach.
就是人老得很快，但是成熟得很慢。
A man age very quickly, but they mature very slowly.
弟兄姊妹，我也常常跟弟兄姊妹讲这句话。
And I say the same words to brothers and sisters very often.
今天下午有参加聚会的就听到这个刘牧师话中有话。
And this afternoon, if you attended the Chinese meeting, you could hear that Pastor Liu has some words within his words.
在我这个年纪，他的讲道会比我有活力，活泼很多啊。
And he said that if he was as young as Brother Yu, he would have been a lot more energetic when he speaks.
只是他因为现在88岁的有点痴呆就是了。
But because he's 88 years old, he's a little slower now.
所以我就把这句话反过来再想的话
So while I think about these words
我到他这个年纪我一定比他更痴呆的
And if I become, when I come to his age I'm going to be slower than him
所以我要趁着还能够 get 你们 attention 听我讲到的时候好好把主的话告诉你们
While I can still catch your attention I've got to use all of my effort to let you know what is the word of God
在座有这么多年轻的弟兄姊妹其实年轻真的是本钱
There's been a lot of younger brothers and sisters that is really your potential
讲到这个我心里面还很难过一件事情插开话题讲一下
And when I talk about this something actually saddens my heart I'm going to diverge a little bit
今天早上我们吃饭的时候有一个姊妹当着我们这些上了年纪的弟兄们
And there was a sister in front of all of the brothers who has reached their middle age
她看见那个 Joseph 走进来她就说你看她穿的白衬衫多帅 多漂亮
And they saw Joseph walking the cafeteria He said man that guy's wearing this white t-shirt He's so handsome
她就说年轻就是不一样
That isIt's totally different when you're young.
你们说这是好种还是坏种
He said, this is a good seed or a bad seed.
人种的是什么收的就是什么哈
What they sow is what they will reap.
那个姊妹不要再想听到我对她讲好话
That sister, she will never hear any kind words from me again.
弟兄姊妹年轻真的是本钱
Yes, when you are young, you have a lot of potential.
生命成熟的确需要年日
And it takes time for a life to mature.
但是有年日并不代表成熟
But having time going by doesn't necessarily mean that you have mature.
除了要有年日还要每一个遭遇的里面必须要有主的结局
And aside from having time having gone byThat in all your circumstances, you must have the Lord's end.
在我们的经历里面，一定要竭力的得着基督。
In our experiences, we must do all that we can to lay hold of Christ.
任何一个遭遇。
Any particular circumstance.
任何一个日子。
Any particular day.
如果我们没有得着基督。
If you have not gained Christ.
那个环境就浪费了。
That environment has been wasted.
那个日子就白过了。
That day has been lived in vain.
弟兄姊妹，尤其年轻的弟兄姊妹，我已经比你们多浪费了三十年。不能讲多浪费了。没有好好利用这三十年。
And I have did not utilize the 30 years that has gone by as well as I should.
至少你们比我多了三十年。
All you younger brothers, you have at least 30 more years.
要抓住机会，趁着年轻呢。
While you are still young, the opportunities are at your hand.
你看这个背圣经。年轻背跟现在背差多少啊
It is so much harder for you to memorize the verses
我一想就这么多弟兄姊妹点头了
As I say this, a lot of the brothers and sisters is nodding their heads
你知道吗年纪大的特性就是心思记不住就是忘不了的嘛
And when you're older, you can't remember new things and you tend to not to forget the old stuff
我小学一年级的同学我现在还可以叫出好几个名字
And my schoolmates, when I was in first grade, I can still remember a lot of their names
不信我念给你看任著名张培明这个有一个培明哈对对还马祖宗我可以念好几个的
I can name quite a few
现在很多名字记不得了
And I can't remember a lot of names now
这弟兄姊妹趁着年轻好好读主的话好好追求主
Younger brothers while you're still young pursue the Lord read his word
你看我们现在到了这个年纪 找 cell phone 找手机就跟莎拉找孩子一样啊。
And when we come to our age, looking for a cell phone is very, very confusing. Very,
like、
very hard.
Sarah looking for his、for her son.、
Oh, like Sarah looking for her son.
你们有没有听过这个故事？莎拉九十岁生的以撒。
Sarah was 90 when she gave birth to her son.
哎呀，她的老朋友听到了，高兴得不得了，都来恭喜她。
Her old friends they heard the news and they're all excited to come and congratulate her.
一到她家就说：“哎，孩子在哪里？孩子在哪里？给我们看一看。”
And they come to her and say, "Where's your child? Where's your child? Let us see him."
哎呀，莎拉说：“我忘了他在哪了。”
Sarah said, "I forgot where he is."
那朋友说：“你怎么可能呢？你不要讲，赶快让我看，赶快让我看。”
How is it that you forget? Let me see him. Hurry.
莎拉说：“真的，他现在在睡。”我不知道他在哪里。
Sarah says it's true. He's asleep somewhere. I don't know where he is.
我每次喂完奶以后，我就忘了把他放到哪里去了。
After I feed him, I forget where I put him.
我一直等到他下一次饿的哭了，我才找得到他。
Until he wakes up and he starts crying, then I can find him.
你说你们现在找 cell phone 都要叫别人拨个号码才找到的，有没有这样子经验的？举手。那个这么多个，你看看。莎拉是九十岁才干这件事情的。
Sarah only did that when she was 90 years old.
你就晓得我们这一代堕落的多糟糕了。
How quickly this generation has fallen.
再不趁着年轻好好追求主啊。
If you don't take the opportunity in your youth to pursue the Lord.
不趁着年轻好好背圣经，我们真的来不及了。
Memorize the scriptures, you're gonna run out of time.
你看我们。弟兄告诉我们，我们的基督和万有的关系，再背一次：创造万有，托住万有，救赎万有，承受万有，统管万有。而我们居然跟基督有份同命运、同前途啊
！We have the same destiny and the same future as Christ.
他所得着的就是教会的。
What he has gained is.Belongs to the church.
他的权柄我们也执掌。
His authority we can exercise.
而神在基督里面把天上各样属灵的福气都赐给了我们。
And God has given us all the gifts in the heavenly places in Christ.
而哥罗西书第二章第九节说，神本性一切的丰盛也在基督里面要赐给我们。
And in Colossians it says all the fullness of the heart of God has been poured out in Christ.
不光他把天上各样的祝福给我们。
And all the gifts in the heavenly places.
他把他的生命性情在基督里给我们。
His life and his nature has been given.To us in Christ.
他是我们最深的满足，他是我们完全的安息。
He is our deepest satisfaction, and He is our peace.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要竭力追求来认识他。
So we need to pursue and come to lay hold of Him.
昨天晚上我们那么仓促的把约瑟讲了。
Last night, very quickly we talked about Joseph.
但是我们忽略了他哈。
And we really neglected him.
你看约瑟这一生经过了多少的苦难。
And Joseph, throughout his life, he's gone through so many trials.
可是他的环境，你仔细去看，没有一个环境他浪费的。
And you go back and evaluate each of his circumstances, he did not waste a single one.
他伏在神的主权底下。
And he bowed under the authority, the sovereignty of God.
他在每一个环境的里面，他伏在神的手中，他在得着神要他得着的。
In every single circumstance, he submitted himself in the hands of God to lay hold of what God wants him to lay hold of.
弟兄嫉妒他，弟兄出卖他，反正还要杀害他的。
His brothers were jealous of him. They wanted to sell, they sold him, and they wanted to kill him.
然后这个。波提法的这个太太诱惑他，还要陷害他。
The wife of Potiphar was seducing him, wanted to bring him harm.
这么一个善良年轻的孩子，一路上这么悲惨。
This good and a kid.
然后下到监狱里面。
The whole way, and he's been thrown into the
被人遗忘啊。
And it was wronged by others.
但是弟兄姊妹，他知道，他说，虽然仇敌的意思是坏的，但是神的意思是好的。
He knows that the enemy has the desire towards him are evil, but God's desire towards him are good.
弟兄姊妹，这个人是一个认识神的人。
This person knows God.
他在每一个环境里面，他伏在神的主权底下。
In every circumstance, he's come under the sovereignty of God.
以至于他的生命在每一个环境中。的结局就是更丰盛。
So the end of every single situation, his life has become fuller.
因为他成为一个丰富的人。
And he became a person that is very abundant.
当他做了宰相的时候，他把天下的粮食都聚集起来。
And when he became the prime minister, he gathered all the food throughout the land.
在饥荒的时候，成为众人的供应。
In the time of famine, that it may be a supply to everyone.
圣经上说，天下的人都到约瑟那里去。
The scripture says, everyone on the face of the earth went to Egypt.
哎呀，弟兄。怎么样？我们真的要祷告主，求神让教会这个世代的教会真正成为粮食之家呀！
And we want to pray when we need to pray that this generation, the church would be a place of food for the world.
不是徒有其名。
It is just not barely having a name.
在这个饥荒充斥的日子，每一个教会能够打开它的粮仓啊。
But in these days of famine, that every church may open up their storehouses.
让所有有需要的人能够来这里领取粮食。
Everyone who has a need may come to it and be fed.
所以弟兄姊妹，这都是讲到我们在生活里面我们生命的成熟、啊、
It talks about the maturity that we can gain in our everyday life、
啊、今天晚上我们看一下，我们还是复习那个图。好，我们来到第三垒了。
And tonight we want to review this,、this model again. We're coming to the third base.
千万不要以为只 take 2 or 3 days 我们能够到第三垒。
Please do not think that it only takes 2 to 3 days for us to get the third base.
弟兄姊妹，这是整个教会建造我们在神的面前的方向。
Brothers, this is the building up of the church, our direction before us.
我们带领人得救，得到生命，成为重生的基督徒。
We lead someone to Christ that they are born again and they become a born again Christian.
而我们让所有重生的基督徒能够在主的面前追求更深的生命。
And every born again Christian may pursue a deeper life.
我们能够建立跟神之间那个亲密直接的关系。
And they may build up a direct and intimate relationship with God.
这两件事情是最重要的事情。
These two things are the most important.
是在第二垒上最重要的事情。
It's the most important thing that is to be accomplished on the second.
一个是我们的生命不断被神改变。
One is that our life is continually changing.
一个是我们跟神的关系不断的改进。
The other one is our relationship with the Lord is getting better and better.
让我们的生命荣上加荣的像他。
That our life is moving from glory to glory to be more like Him.
让我们跟主的关系是与主更亲，爱主更深。
That our relationship with Him is that we're more intimate with Him and we love Him more.
而当这两个真得着、真扎实在我们身上的时候
，When these two things we have laid hold of, they are solid in our life.
你就一定发现。我们的生活也不一样了。
And you will discover that your life has been changed.
我们真的是过着一个丰盛的人生了。
Your life is really abundant now.
现在我们来到第三垒啊。
Now we're coming to the third base.
我们怎么样子从一个生命被神改变、关系被神改变的人身上
？A person whose life and relationship with God has been changed.
他能够被神带到神伟大永远的旨意里面。
Now God can take that person and bring him into His great will.
这是历代以来所隐藏不言的奥秘。今天我们读的罗马书16章25节讲到第三个，就是第三垒了啊。
It is the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages.
大家记不记得今天我们读的那个圣经？啊，照着所传的福音，这是一垒；所讲的耶稣基督，这是二垒。
According to scripture that we talked about, that's the first base. The Jesus Christ that we're talking about is the second base.
那个历代隐藏的那个奥秘，哦，那个隐藏不言的奥秘，这是三垒，讲到教会。
The mystery that's been hidden throughout the ages, that's talking about the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是有顺序的。
And there's a particular order.
哦、我们生命不好就直接进到服事里面常常出问题
If our life is no good and we enter into service a lot of times problems arise
并不是代表说我们得救了不能侍奉可以的
It's not that okay you're saved you cannot serve you could serve
一面侍奉一面长一面长一面学侍奉
You serve you grow and then you continue to serve you continue to grow
我们只是讲这个大方向
We're talking about the general direction here
亲爱的弟兄姊妹今天我们来到第三关
So brothers when we come to the third point
这是神心意里面最重要的一件事情
And this is something that is very very dear to the heart of God.
他为他的爱子寻找配偶，就是教会。
He's looking for a mate for his son.
啊，弟兄姊妹，神要在这里得到一个身体的见证。
And he wants to lay hold of a testimony of a body.
啊，这个身体有一个特点，就是充满了他自己的生命和荣耀。
And the characteristic of this body is full of his life and full of his glory.
啊，这是我们今天晚上要来讲的啊。
This is what we're going to focus on tonight.
那我们是借着大卫来讲。
And we want to talk about it through David.
但是弟兄姊妹，在我们讲大卫之前
，But before we talk about David.
啊，我简单讲一下，在历史上，在人类的历史上
，That in history and human history.
过去、现在、包括将来
，In time past, in the present, and the time to come.
有三个最伟大的建造。
There are 3 great constructions.
地上没有一个建造能够比得上这个建造的。
No one construction on the face of this planet can compare to it.
而这个三个建造都有一个共同的特点。
And these 3 constructions all have a commonality.
就是要成为神的居所。
And become the dwelling place of God.
因为这边地上盖了很多房子啊。
There's a lot of buildings on this planet.
啊，有的是 commercial 大楼。
Some are commercial buildings.
啊，有的是娱乐场所。
And some are recreational.
啊，因为这边有的是住家。
And there are dwelling places.
有的是政府机构。
And there there are government buildings.
但是在这里有三个建筑全都是讲到神的居所。
But there are three particular structures that pointed to the dwelling place of God.
一个是在这个神百姓出埃及进迦南的途中在行军的时候。
The very first one was when the Israelites was brought out in Egypt on their way into Canaan.
出埃及记二十五章告诉我们。
Exodus chapter 25 it tells us.
请弟兄帮我放好不好？出埃及记二十五章，我们一起来看啊。
Let's read it together.
就往下走。对不起，你放成昨天的了。今有一个今天的，我已经打出来了。我已经 minimize 在底下了，没有关系，我念给你们听啊。出埃及记二十五章第八节、第九节告诉我们。
Chapter 25, verse 8 and 9.
他说：“当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.”
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到第一个伟大的建造。
The very first great construction.
在旷野里面借着建造会幕。
That in the wilderness for the sake of building the tabernacle.
神说要为我造会所，造这个圣所，因为我可以住在他们中间。
The Lord says, build for me a sanctuary, a sacred place, and I may dwell among them.
但是神要求一切的建造必须照着山上的样式。
But the Lord's requirement was that all the construction is according to the pattern shown on the mount.
而到了出埃及记四十章讲到这个会幕盖好的时候。
In Exodus chapter 40, when it talks about the tabernacle was finally finished.
他说神的荣光充满整个会幕。
This is the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
神搬进来了。
The Lord moved in.
神住进来了。
God moved in.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，那个天和天上的天都不够他居住的神啊。
The heaven that is above the heaven is not sufficient for his dwelling.
小小的会幕一盖好了，他的荣光充满了。
But the small tabernacle, his glory filled it.
他找到了一个居所。
He found a dwelling place.
以前我是好几十年前看到好几十年前的统计是讲到那个宇宙的大小，今天刘牧师讲的是更大了啊。
And many, many years ago, we heard a study about the size of the universe, and our pastor, Leo, this afternoon talked about how great it is.
那个宇宙的浩瀚啊。
And indeed, how immense is the universe.
David, 我可不可以知道你几岁？啊？二十九啊。OK。假如我们派 David Tu 哈到太阳去出差一趟的话，你知道他回来的时候几岁了吗
？David is 29 right now. If we send him on a journey to the sun and come back, you know how old he would be?
坐波音747哈。
Taking Boeing 747.
嘿，你说他几岁 ？You don't know. 他回来的时候69岁，快70岁了。
He would be 69 years old or 70 years old.
你看，不过是太阳这么近的一个太阳，出差一趟回来，他70岁了。
But the sun, and he'd be 70 years old.
只剩下10块钱了。
And he only had $10 left.
他如果拍到太阳系里面这个九大行星，就是那个被废掉的那个，你知道他回来几岁呢
？If he goes to the end of the solar system, our solar system to the last.
这不过是小小的太阳系啊！他回来的时候几岁了
？You know how old he would be?
谁？都不用去接他了。
All of you would be dead. You wouldn't be.
这是1600年以后的事情了。
1600 years from now.
这不过是一个小小的太阳系，弟兄姊妹。
A very small solar system.
那今天弟兄告诉我们说，在这个银河系里面，这个太阳系这是一个恒星，然后整个银河系里面有2000亿个恒星呢。
In the entire galaxy, there are200 billion stars.
2000亿个
systems.
你知道他如果出差是到我们最近的那个的话
，if he takes another trip to the nearest system.
我一下已经忘记那个 exactly 数字，他回来是起码几百万岁了，你知道吗
？And he'd be 几百万 ，millions of years old. He'd be millions of years old.
所以你看看了没有？光光一个银河系里面有2000亿个星，不过我们到最近的一个就要了我们的命了。
And our galaxy, just the nearest system, would take us.
而整个宇宙说有1000亿个这样子的像银河系一样的星系啊。
And there is one million.
No, a hundred billion.
A hundred billion similar systems within the. the galaxy.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见里面这个宇宙的浩瀚到这个地步，神是说有就有。
And you see how great and how immense this universe is, and God commanded and exists.
宇宙大成这个样子
and how great is the universe?
你说这个神要到哪里去住所以所罗门说天和天上的天都不够你住啊
Therefore Solomon says the heaven above the heavens is not sufficient for you to dwell in
你怎么可能住我们为你所造的殿宇呢
How is it that you're going to dwell in a temple, a building that we made?
但是神却居然愿意住在我们中间
Yet God desires to dwell among us
弟兄姊妹这是一个伟大的思想
And this is a wonderful thought
不光是思想这是一个伟大的应许更是一个伟大的事实
But it's not just a thought, it's a wonderful promise, it's a wonderful reality.
所以第一个建造是在旷野神百姓从埃及救出来的时候。
And the very first building took place in the wilderness when the people of God was taken out.
为我造会所。
And build for me a sanctuary.
弟兄姊妹因为我要住在你们神说我要住在你们中间。
Because I want to live among you.
这是恩典。
And this is great.
接下来我们看在国度时代。
And then in the kingdom ages.
刚刚念诗姊妹已经为我们念了好我是引用的诗篇132篇。
Sister Nancy already read it for us. I read it from Psalm 130.
好的耶和华拣选的锡安。
The Lord has chosen Zion.
愿意当作自己的居所。
He has desired for his dwelling.
他说这是我永远安息之所。
And this is my resting place forever and ever.
我要住在这里。
And I will sit enthroned.
因为这是我所愿意的。
For I have desired it.
弟兄姊妹啊所以神让大卫这个的儿子所罗门为他建造的圣所。
The Lord allowed David's son Solomon to build the temple.
Again, 好当这个圣所盖好的时候。
And when this temple was finished.
圣经上说到耶和华的荣光充满整个圣所。
The Bible said again that the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
连祭司都没有办法站着侍奉来供职。
But the priests could no longer continue their service.
不仅仅这样子这个神在历代志下第七章说我的眼我要亲眼看我要侧耳听他们在这里所做的祷告。
In 2 Chronicles, the Lord says that I want to look upon it and hear it for myself, the prayers that they prayed.
然后神说我的眼我的心要永远在这里啊。
And my eyes and my heart will rest upon this place.
弟兄姊妹再一次讲到神的。
Again, it speaks of the love of God.
降卑来到人的中间。
He humbled himself to come among men.
那第三个最伟大的建造。
And the third most wonderful building.
就跟我们今天发生的绝对的关系了。
It has a direct relationship to each and every one of us.
建造什么？
What is he building?
建造教会啊
building the church.
我们也读两节圣经好不好
two portions of the scriptures.
一个是哥林多前书三章十六节
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
弟兄姊妹啊好好找出圣经里面很多的三章十六节都非常宝贵的
A lot of chapter 3 verse 16 are very precious in the Bible.
三章十六节他说岂不知你们是神的殿神的灵住在你们里头吗
He says, do you not know that you are the temple of God?And that the Spirit of God dwells in you.
若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are.
弟兄姊妹，这里的你们说到教会。
And this you are speaks of the church.
他说，岂不知你们就是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里面吗
？Do you not know that you are the temple of God, the Spirit of God dwells in you?
这个就有点好像我们在这里问说你难道不知道一个人有两个眼睛吗
It's like asking the same question. Do you not know that a person has two eyes?
你怎么会连这个都不知道呢
How is it that you do not know this?
保罗急到一个地步说岂不知你们就是神的殿呢
Paul so anxious. Do you not know that you are the temple of God?
弟兄姊妹啊所有奉主名聚会的地方我们都要在主的面前求主赦免我们
But just every place that calls on the name of the Lord, we need to ask the Lord for his forgiveness.
我们太忽略了什么叫教会了。
We neglect so much what is called the church.
我们花了很多注意力在一般认为教会的活动上。
We focus a lot of our energy on what is outwardly called the church.
我们却忽略了神这么伟大的祝福和应许。
But we forget what is the greatest promise and the blessings of the Lord.
教会是他的居所呀。
The church is his dwelling place.
教会是神的家。
It is his house.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们要。讲到这个我们心就要喜乐的
When we talk about this, our hearts need to rejoice.
我们每一次来到教会不是来到一个聚会啊
Every time we come to a church, we're not coming to a meeting.
我们来到神的家神在这里
We're coming to the house of God where God is.
弟兄姊妹，我们要求神帮助我们，要睁开我们的眼睛。
We need to ask the Lord to help us that our eyes may really be open.
因为教会太重要了，我们再多读一些圣经啊。
The church is so important. Let's read another portion of the
scripture. 哥罗西书第二，以弗所书第二章，我都打出来了啊。
Ephesians chapter 2.
在这里。保罗告诉我们这样19节到22节我们一起来读好不好这样你们不再做外人和客旅是与圣徒同国是神家里的人了并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上有基督耶稣自己为房角石全房靠他联络的合适渐渐地成为主的圣殿你们也靠他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在哎呀弟兄姊妹啊我们读这些话都要心花怒放
when we read these verses, our heart needs to really be excited.
神正在这里建造我们
God is doing that building right now.
要把我们建造成为神借着一起来说圣灵居住的所在
to build us together for habitation for the Spirit of God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so dear brothers and sisters,
任何一个神儿女的聚集
and any gathering of the children of God,
如果神不是他们的中心
if God is not the center of that gathering,
弟兄姊妹这个聚会就不叫教会了
this meeting, this gathering is not called the church.
任何一个神儿女的聚集
and any gathering of the children of God,
如果神的同在不是这么真实在我们中间
if God's presence is not so, it's not real that it is in their midst.
这是我们最大的亏欠和羞耻
and this is our greatest shame.
因为神早就应许了这是他的家
because God has already preordained that this shall be his house
人来到教会就是要遇见神的同在的
man comes to the church to meet the presence of God
因为这没太重要的事情了
this is so important
我们求神帮助我们看见这三个伟大的建造
we ask the Lord to help us to see these great constructions
虽然可能借着会幕可能借着圣殿
yes through the tabernacle and through the temple
其实它都是一贯的讲到神的居所或者教会
and these are all have the same message that talks aboutthe dwelling place, the church of God.
这个太宝贝的事情了哈。
These things are so precious.
所以我们现在来看哈，大卫他知道神的心呢。
And here we want to see that David understood the heart of God.
我们今天是用大卫做例子。
And we use David as our example.
大卫摸着了神的心呢。
And David laid hold of the heart of God.
因为我不晓得大家记不记得买会所的时候，我曾经讲过一篇信息啊。
And I don't know if everyone recalled that when we were in the process of purchasing Bowers, I had a particular message.
在我那次讲到的里面，我说到约柜被掳了。
And that message, I spoke.Of how the ark was taken to captive.
神的荣耀离开以色列。
And the glory of the Lord left Israel.
哎呀，你知道神出去流荡，我们的神出去流荡去了。
The Lord was wandering.
在非利士里面没有一个城他能够安息的。
There was not a city in Palestine that he could have rested.
一直到最后非利士人放弃了，要把约柜送回来。
Until the days the Philistines gave up, they wanted to just send out the ark.
我们讲到那一对。直行大道，边跑边叫，不偏左右的牛车，记不记得
？We talked about that that cart that was pulled by a couple of ox that went straight along the main path.
我们讲到那个归心似箭的神
，and we talked about the God who longs to return.
他这么高兴的，马上就要回家了。
And he's excited that I am going home.
学华把它翻译作 the homesick God.
And this God who is homesick.
好，弟兄姊妹真的是很入味哈，那个想家的神啊。
And this God who is homesick.
他在腓力斯地他没有安息的。
And in the lands of the Philistines, he was not at rest.
可是你看他回到以色列地的时候。
But when he came back to the land of Israel.
以色列地因为擅自打开约柜来看啊。
And because they disrespectfully opened the ark and looked.
他们被神刑罚，被神管教。
The Lord would judge them.
好，立刻把约柜送到拉巴。阿达亚比家里面去哈。
到送到 was sent to the house of Obed-Edom.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你就发现约柜又被送到山上去，在那里一放就放了大概有60年到80年的时间，神儿女们不管他呀。
The ark was sent to that place for 70 to 80 years, and the children of God did not care about it.
弟兄姊妹，我们太没有摸着神的心了。
But just oftentimes we have not laid hold of God's heart.
好像被远远的关在冷宫，关在翅膀一样。
Like he was shut in the forbidden palace, far and away.
一直等到我们说到的大卫出现的时候。
Until David David emerged.
弟兄姊妹，我给你们的经文132篇第三节到第五节。
That's the verse that I gave you, Psalm 132, verse 3-5.
大卫说：“我必不进我的帐幕。”
David says, "Surely I will not go into the chamber of
my house." 也不上我的床榻。
Nor go up to the comfort of my bed.
我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹。
I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelid.
只等到我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
Until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
弟兄姊妹，你发现里面他整个的心，他摸着了神的需要。
This verse, you discover that his entire heart, he understood the needs of God.
啊，他要去帮神。但他要把神接回来。
And he wants to go and bring God back.
他要帮神得到一个居所。
And he wants to lay hold of a dwelling place.
因为这就是为什么神说大卫哈，神讲到大卫的时候，他说我寻得耶西的儿子大卫。
And when God spoke of David, God says, "I've chosen David, the son of Jesse."
他我们这次里面有好多大卫哈。
And there are many Davids in our midst.
但是这一个大卫是神找出来的。
And this particular David, David has God has searched him out.
他是合我心意的人。
He is a man after my own heart.
听到没有 ？A man after my own heart.
He's a man after my own heart.
凡事要遵行我的旨意。
And all things he desires to do my will.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天有一个困难，就是我们连神的旨意常常都不察觉。
A lot of times the difficulty for us is that we do not know what is the will of God.
但英文很有意思哈。
And it's very interesting in the English version.
就是你能够善体人意，能够读得懂别人的意思，叫做 read people's mind 啊，能够读得懂他在想什么。
Again, the English.In English, we say that you're able to read someone's mind.
啊，今天很多太太都觉得先生是个木头人，读不懂他们的 mind.
A lot of the wives think that the husbands are all puppets.
然后很多的老师觉得孩子们是个木头人，读不懂他的 mind.
The wooden puppets that they don't know how to read their wives' mind.
因为人家的 mind 是在他里面，你怎么知道呢
？Because a person's mind is inside of that person. How would you know it?
啊，有一个儿子有一天跑去找他爸爸。
And one day a son went to see his father.
他的爸爸，你有没有本事啊？闭起眼睛也可以签你的名。
He said, "Dad, do you have the ability to close your eyes and sign your name?"
哦，你知道弄这种话去试探爸爸，爸爸 always 说 "Of course I can do it."
This kind of temptation, Dad always, "Of course I can do it."
他说 "Try it."
So, okay, Dad, try it.
Okay, 所以他爸爸就闭起眼睛，他就拿了一张纸，他的成绩单都是红字。
And his dad closed his eyes and he took out his report card and it was all bad grades.
那个爸爸就上当了，对不对？
Okay, so Dad was.
这个叫做没有 read his mind.
This is called not having read his mind.
哎，不知道他在想什么，这个诡计上当了。
He did not know what his son was thinking about, so he was succumbed to his trickery.
你要能够 read people's mind, 还比不上能够 after people's heart.
And it's harder to be after someone's heart than to read someone's mind.
你读得懂他，但是你不见得愿意满足他，对不对
？You may understand a particular person, but you may not be able to satisfy that person.
啊，很多的时候明示暗示说我希望生日礼物是什么，结果没有得到，对不对
？And a lot of times we would say, you know, I really like something for my birthday, but we never get it.
如果他没有懂的话，是他没有 understand， 没有 read 你的 mind。
If they didn't understand or perceive it because they didn't understand your mind。
那如果读得懂你的 mind 的话，那是表示他不想 after 你的 heart。
If they understood what you're saying, it means that they're not after your heart。
我前一阵子看到一个小故事，他说这个男人到中年危机的时候，又想要恢复年轻啊。
And a lot of men when they reach their midlife crisis, they want to wish they were younger。
所以有一个有中年危机的这个人呢，他就跟他的太太暗示哈，他说你想不想在我生日的时候给我一个 surprise？
And this middle-aged man was hinting his wife and said, you know, on my birthday, do you want to give me a surprise?
他太太说你要什么 surprise？
And the wife says, well, what kind of surprise do you want?
他说我想要一个东西哈，可以在四秒钟里面从零升到一百。
And I want something that would rise from zero, a level of zero to level 100 within 4 seconds.
15岁到25岁的年轻孩子们，我讲一二三，你告诉我答案是什么哈？一、二、三。
Tell me the answer, young people. Motorcycle.
只有我儿子讲，你们没有人讲。
Where to go, Aaron? Ken.
Car, sport car, 哈，这个赛车啊。
A sports car or a motorcycle is able to move real fast.
有人说我现在开的车不太 match 我的年纪，很伤我的心。
Somebody says that the car that I drive now doesn't match my age. That really hurt my feelings.
那这个人呢，他就跟他太太暗示，零到四秒钟不是四秒钟内可以零到一百。
And this thing has the ability to go from zero to 100 within 4 seconds.
我想所有这个 有中年危机的弟兄都知道我在说什么。
And all the brothers who are in their midlife crisis know what I'm talking about.
结果他生日的那天
So on his birthday,
他就跟他太太讲说我可以得到我的 surprise 吗
So he says, honey, am I going to get my surprise?
哦他说 sure, 我给你准备好的放在 garage.
Of course, I prepared it for you, it's inside the garage.
哇他听到 garage, 八九不离十了高兴得不得了。
He heard the word garage, he said, man, she's got it.
那他又想他太太会不会打折他说真的可以零到一百 within 4 seconds?
She said, does it really have the ability to go from 0 to 100 in 4 seconds?
哦太太说 much better than that, 比那个好多了。
Oh, much, much better than that.
他可以一秒钟里面从零到两百。
And his ability to go from 0 to 200 within 1 second.
哦他高兴得不得了他就冲到 garage 去了。
The guy was so excited, he rushed to the garage.
没有车子啊。
There was no car there.
然后地上包着一包很漂亮的礼物。
There was a very nice gift that was wrapped on the floor.
他一打开来原来是个磅秤。
He opened it, it was a scale. Scale.
因为 one second 可以从零到两百了。
It's the ability to go from 0 to 200 within 1 second.
不管他 read 没有他的 husband, wife, 至少他不想 after 他的 heart.
Whether the wife was able to read the man's heart, or his mind, she wasn't willing to go after his heart.
弟兄姊妹啊我们在地上里面我们常常就觉得找不到人了解我们。
And in this world, oftentimes we feel like we can't find someone that will understand us.
就像有人了解我们也不见得能够帮助我们。
And even if they have the ability to understand us, they can't help us.
但是我们却很少想到原来神也有一个需要有一个渴慕。
It's very seldom that we realize that God has a longing and God has a need.
你就发现所有人来到他的面前都说神我要这个神我要那个我求你听我这个祷告请你答应我那个祷告。
And everybody comes to God and say, God, oh, please help me with this, help me with that. Listen to this prayer, listen to that prayer.
不是神不给啊。
It's not that God is not willing to give.
但是心里面有一个最深最深的需要和不满足一直没有人了解。
There's a deep longing within his heart that nobody understood.
他被关在这个基列耶林啊关在这个山上80年啊。
He was locked up in this mountain for 80 years.
他找到了大卫啊。
He was searching and he was searching and he found David.
弟兄姊妹在这里他爱大卫因为大卫太体贴他了。
Here the Lord says he loves David because David understood God.
圣经上说到大卫在这里他说当他听说这个约柜在基列耶林。
And when David heard that the ark was in this particular place,
他就去寻找他直到他寻到为止。
He went and searched for it until he found it.
他在以法他找到了他就到约柜面前下拜。
And he got the Ephrathah, he came to the ark and he bowed before.
弟兄姊妹那天好像两颗相爱的心相爱的人终于相会一样。
And it's like that day, two people were in love and they found each other.
弟兄姊妹我们的神需要一个居所。
God needed a dwelling place.
他历世历代以来都在寻找合他心意的教会。
Throughout the generations, he's been looking for a church that is according to his heart.
我们感谢神让我们前一阵子大家同心合意地买了一个地方。
And we thank God that we together in one accord has purchased a place.
但是我们常常说我们的眼睛决定不要放在外面的会所而已。
And we often say to ourselves, do not set our eyes on this outward building.
神要得着的是一个属灵的居所一个真实的建造。
What God wants is a spiritual building, a real construction.
神要找到一个地方在这里人是欢迎他而不是欢迎他的祝福。
A place that God, people is welcoming him and not merely his blessing.
人是爱慕他而不是爱慕他的祝福。
People long and love, longs for him and loves him and not his blessing.
哎呀弟兄姊妹我们真的求神继续扩大我们哈。
And brothers, we ask the Lord to continue to enlarge us.
不然我们现在整天想的整天看的都是这些外面的需要外面的问题。
What we see and what we think about every day is just the outward need.
我们是借着这些外面的挑战我们让神真实的建造我们。
But through these outward challenges that God can really construct us.
过去怎样在这三个大的仇敌面前 get the deal, get the money, get the permit 上面我们经历的神。
And through these past giants that we face, get the deal, get the money, get the permit, we experience God.
而现在当我们真正得到了这块地我们要开始建造的时候。
And now when we have this land and we're beginning to build,
因为什么我们的心一定是要被神放在对的位置上面。
Our hearts need to be placed at the right place.
我们真知道神到底所要的是什么。
And we will all really know what God is after.
所以弟兄姊妹我们不要这样子天天我们在这里就是拖啊拖啊有觉得外面好像有一些的需要有一些的困难而已。
Every day we're just waiting and waiting, we see the difficulties on the outside every single day.
我们要积极起来。
We need to be active.
让我们知道我们所有所做的事情是为了主而做的。
To know that everything that we do it for the Lord.
我们所有的奉献是为了奉献给神，讨他喜悦的。
All of our offerings are offerings unto God to please Him.
我们花的时间、花的金钱、花的力量、花的各方面的事情，都是为了要让神在我们中间能够安心。
All of our time, our finances, our energy, all of our resources is for the sake that He would have peace.
因为为了让他可以享受安息 ，we pay any price.
So that He would enjoy rest, that we would be willing.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们里面的渴慕啊！
This should be the longing of our heart.
我们真的求神把那个真实的爱放在我们的里面。
We ask God to place us a sincere, real love.
哦，当大卫发现说神还没有回来的时候
，And when David discovered that God has not yet returned.
当神没有得着居所的时候
，That God has not yet found the resting place.
他说我不容我进帐幕。
He says that I will not allow my
我也不上我的床榻。
Nor will I go into the comfort of my bed.
我不让我的眼睛睡觉。
I will not allow my eyelids to sleep.
我不容我的眼目打盹。
Or my eyelids to slumber.
只等到我为耶和华寻得所在。
Until I find a place for the Lord.
为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
A dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
在弟兄姊妹底下，我们来看见大卫在建殿的时候。
And then we come and see when David is actually preparing to build the temple.
真实的爱一定有行动的啊。
And the real love will produce action.
真实的爱一定有十字架的。
And real love will definitely have the cross.
所以我们在这里我只列了四件事情。
I only list the four items.
那每一件事情呢因为这个手册的位置不够，我没有放经文，所以我每一个挑了一节经文啊。
And because, the spaces are limited in your handout,I only pick a particular verse for each.
因为我这个纲要是我去欧洲之前，我就是最乖，照着due date 先送出来了。
And I was the most obedient that before I went to Europe, I sent out the outline.
所以我没有机会修改太多。那请你们在第一个小点上。
On the very first point.
全心全力预备建殿的材料，后面加上几个字和建殿的器皿。
And prepare for the temple material with all of his heart and all of his strength.
我是指的人来说的。
Add to that, also the appropriate vessel.
我们读一节圣经啊，这个历代志上二十二章十三节。
First Chronicle chapter 12, chapter
22
verse
13. 在这里呢，他说我在困难中为耶和华的殿预备了金子十万他连德，银子一百万他连德，铜和铁多的无法可称。我也预备了木头、石头，你还可以加增。那么到了第十五节呢，他就说，并有无数的金银铜铁啊，这是讲到他为神所奉献的。
And these verses tell the magnitude of the material that David has prepared for the building of the temple.
我这次在欧洲的时候呢，我们正好我哥哥从非洲宣教过来，我们两个一起在那边服侍他们。
And when I went to Europe this time, my brother came back from Africa and we met there and served the local church there together.
后来我们在对同工培训的时候。
And we were training the co-workers.
我记得那天我哥哥跟他们讲了一句话。
And I remember these words that my brother shared with them.
他说数字虽然不是最重要的。
Though number is not the most important.
他说数字虽然不能代表一切。
Though numbers cannot mean everything.
他说但是数字会说话。
But numbers speak.
举个例子来说。
Take an example.
假如教会有一百个人。
The church had 100 people.
那我们现在说要有一个追求聚会。
And we say, okay, we're going to have a pursue meeting.
请大家礼拜六早上九点钟来。
And everybody, please come at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
结果来了不到十个人。
And then only, not even 10 showed up.
你可以跟我讲说数字不能代表什么。
And you could tell me, okay, numbers don't represent anything.
他没有来并不代表他不爱主。
They didn't come, it doesn't mean that they don't love the Lord.
你讲的可能都对啊。
You may be true.
数字虽然不能代表一切
yes, the numbers cannot represent everything,
但是其实数字还是会说话的
but yet the numbers speak.
弟兄姊妹我们在主的面前这个Rick Warren 他们的那个附属机构做过统计
and at Rick Warren's ministry they've done this particular study
他说现在全美国的教会里面这个 85% 的教会不增长
And he says 85% of all the churches in the United States are not growing, and even to the point that they're backsliding.
然后14%的教会呢，他们的增长是因为 membership transfer 那种换教会的人换来的。
And 14% of the church growth is because the membership of the church are shifting.
要真正成长的只有 1% 的教会。
There's only 1% of the churches in America that are really growing.
在借着传福音，在这里得人来建造教会。
Through sharing the gospel to lay hold of vessels.
弟兄姊妹，我们在说数字好像不能代表一切。
So yeah, the numbers can't represent everything.
但是 99% 的教会不成长，数字在说话的。
But 99% of the churches aren't growing. These numbers are speaking.
所以当大卫在这里他真的是说他说我在我困难之中英文是说 I have taken great pains.
And again, the scripture says that I have taken great pains.
他是在各样的征战的里面从仇敌手中掳掠渐渐的材料。
And he has gone through all these battles and extreme pains to lay hold of these materials.
这是我们第一天晚上讲到的第一类。
And this is the very first phase that we talked about, the first evening.
用打鱼来说得人如得鱼。
And concerning fishing, be fishers of men.
用建殿来说为神家得着建殿的材料。
And concerning building the temple to lay hold of material for the building.
好，弟兄姊妹，大卫南征北逃为神家征战。
And David went throughout the land to do battle on behalf of God.
一方面要征服仇敌，让我们可以在平安中来建造。
On the one hand is to subdue their enemies.And peace that they may build.
但是另外一方面
And on the other hand,
他所有的征战都为神家掳掠建殿的材料为了要能够为神得到居所
Every single victory, he's obtained materials for the building of the temple.
所以弟兄姊妹我们要出去为神家得人
So brothers and sisters, we need to go out and lay hold of people for the sake of God.
我们带着材料来奉献给神
And we bring forth the material and come and offer to the Lord.
江威士利说要去为神大大赚钱然后大大的奉献
and John Wesley to go and accumulate great wealth so you may offer great
弟兄姊妹我们所有所做的都是为了要叫神得到一个合他心意的居所
and everything that we do it for the sake that God may find a dwelling place
在奉献的里面如果不是为了主
Now, concerning offerings it's not for the Lord
如果在奉献的里面因为没有一个永恒的看见的话
and an offering if you do not have an eternal view
你发现你的手伸得进口袋伸不出口袋来
you realize your hands can reach into your pockets but you can't pull it out
我们常常奉献不出来
a lot of time we can't offer
可是当我们真碰到主的爱的时候
but when we really meet the love of the Lord
真的像大卫说的我们算什么我的名算得了什么居然可以把所得的奉献给你
and like David says who am I what is my name that I can give you what I possess
弟兄姊妹真正的爱一定有行动的
and real love will have action
真实的爱一定有奉献的。
Real love will yield offering.
我很多年以前看到一个韩国教会的见证，他们也是买会所，经历到很大的需要。
And many years ago, I heard of this testimony of a Korean fellowship, and they were also in the process of purchasing a church, and they got a lot of difficulty.
那个正好又因为经过这个经济危机的缘故，所以所有的这个原料的钱都涨价，所以教会付不出钱来。
And particularly, it was a very hard time for the economy.And everything was inflation.
在整个教会卡在危机很长一段时间的时候
for a long time, the church was stuck.
你知道什么东西转了他们吗
Do you know what turned them?
居然是他们中间一个80岁多年当乞丐的老姐妹
It was an 80-year-old elderly sister who's been begging pretty much her whole life.
她有一天在教会的里面她站起来把她多年吃饭的家伙那一双筷子跟那个破碗
And that one day she rose up and took that pair of chopsticks and that bowl, the only thing that she possessed, her livelihood.
完全不知道她奉献完以后，她下一顿饭拿什么东西去装。
And she did not know that when she offered up these utensils, what would she use to contain the food she
had eaten. 弟兄姊妹大受感动，立刻有一个弟兄出来用30,000买下她这双筷子还给她。
And a brother, everybody was greatly moved. A brother was moved and he spent $30,000 bought this pair of chopsticks and returned it.
从那天开始，教会的奉献又开始进来。
And from that day on, the offerings came back into the house of God.
把教会带过了那个危机。
And they brought them through that.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我们的同工们再怎么报告，再怎么样的说，再怎么样讲危险的数字，我们里面不太容易动，除非爱来触摸我们。
And I know that a lot of times coworkers may make announcements and what our needs are, but unless love. Touches us. It's very hard that we really be.
我们求主把这个爱是做的这么真实，就是我们真看见这个宇宙的主宰，那个统管万有的主。
And we pray that God would work His love in such a real way that we could see that the Author of the universe.
他万有是所有就有的一个主啊。
That He spoke and all things existed.
我们还要好像施舍一样给他。
It's like we're showing pity on him.
因为这边因为我们不够认识他。
Because we really do not know him.
我们求神开我们的眼睛。
We ask God to open our eyes.
让我们真正的爱他。
That we truly love him.
每一个人甘心奉献
Everybody offer up willingly.
每一个人尽心奉献。
Everybody do all that you can.
当我们都甘心尽心，我们没力的时候，我们就凭信心相信他供应。
And then we can trust by faith that he will provide.
这永远是我们教会在奉献的事情上我们该有的态度。
And this is the attitude that we ought to have as a church.
甘心。心甘乐意为了爱他的缘故
willing heart for the sake of loving him
尽心
and done all that we can
哦，每一个人尽心是多少这是我们个人跟神的事情
this is something that between you and God
大卫说我在困难之中为耶和华预备的这些
again David says in my, I've taken great pains to provide all this
他说因为我心中爱慕我神的殿
because my heart yearns and loves the temple of the Lord
他说我要建造我神的殿
I will build the temple of my Lord
我在那个经文里面特别都加了我字哈下一节
and many verses I added the word I
再下一个特别加到我你发现这个神跟他之间的关系是个人的关系
and you begin to realize that the mice symbolizes the fact that how close David is with God
而且他不光预备了建殿的材料他为神家预备了建殿的器皿
and not only did he prepare the materials for the building of the house that he's prevented for.
所以我们再回到刚刚那节经文
Go back to the previous verse.
他对所罗门说你应当起来办事愿耶和华与你同在。
He said to Solomon, you need to rise up and start to work because may the Lord be with you.
接下来大卫又吩咐以色列的众首领帮助他儿子所罗门说
So the Lord ordered all the leaders of Israel to help his son and said,
他说现在你们当立定心意寻求耶和华你们的神。
So now devote your heart and your soul to seeking the Lord your God.
当起来建造耶和华神的圣所。
Begin to build the sanctuary of the Lord God.
弟兄姊妹，这是大卫所做的。
This is what David has done.
第二件事情。
And the second thing.
他在这里不仅仅甘心尽心地献上了他的最好。
Not only did he willingly and offered up all that he can.
他在这里影响鼓励众人也这么做。
He came and influenced and encouraged everyone to do the same.
所以他在29章讲完这些话的时候。
After chapter 29, or 22, he said these, 29, he said these words.
他就说今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢
He says, now, who is willing to consecrate himself today to the Lord?
两个礼拜以前我们长子们一起开会的时候
Two weeks ago, the MED group had a meeting.
我们每一次聚会现在都一起追求一篇这个教会治理或者 leader 的学习。
When the elders and deacons and the pastors get together, we all pursue through some study material.
那天他讲到在教会的里面需要有 contributor, 就是那个有贡献的人。
And that day we studied a particular article that every church needs contributors.
像主日学老师做饭食的做招待的这个做任何的事情就是在这里贡献的。
Sunday school teachers, those who even cook at church, who actually provide the need within the church.
然后接着他讲的需要有 influencer, 就是有影响力的人。
We also need influencers in the church of God.
他能够带动别人起来侍奉神。
They have the ability to influence others to move to serve the Lord.
他能够把那个所看见、所领受的意向和负担能够传递出去的人。
He can take the vision and the commandment that he has received and influence others.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神家领袖的定义。
And this is the definition of leaders in the house of God.
所以 John Maxwell 说什么叫做领导力？领导力就是属灵的影响力。
And John Maxwell defines leadership, spiritual leadership, as the ability to influence others.
你能够影响别人去归向神的旨意。
If you can influence others to turn towards the will of God.
你能够影响别人能够来归向神，这个叫做属灵的领袖。
To influence others to come and turn to God, this is called a spiritual leader.
弟兄姊妹，我们要为神家祷告，真的希望不光我们教会，各地的教会都有真正属灵领袖出现。
Francis, we need to pray not only for our own church, but the church throughout the land, that there are true leaders that will emerge.
因为我知道很多弟兄姊妹都在我们中间得救，有时候我不愿意讲一些在外面看见的事情。
And a lot of brothers and sisters who are saved here in our church, I don't want to talk about a lot of things that are seen on the outside.
我希望我们保持我们的单纯。
And I want to keep the purity of our church.
但是你到很多教会去服侍的时候，你看多了、听多了，你真的发现神家里面有许多许多属灵流氓。
And you go to many churches, you begin to discover that they're really a lot of spiritual gangsters.
在这里抓权，在这里分门结党，在这里斗啊。
And they would lay hold of people and create their own groups, and they would fight with one another.
我真的巴不得这些人要斗到世界去斗去。
And I pray that they would really enter into the world and fight in the world.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到神家。
When we come to the house of God,
神家需要的是 spiritual leader, 属灵有属灵影响力的人。
God's house needs spiritual leader, those who have the ability to influence on a spiritual level.
他们能够带领神的儿女们归向神。
To lead the people of God to turn back towards God.
他们能够带领神的儿女们归向神的旨意，这个叫做领袖。
To lead the children of God to come back to the will of God, this is called a leader.
我前一阵子在欧洲讲道的时候，我儿子说你举的一个例子很好，我在想年轻人大概没听过。
In Australia, when I was sharing a few months ago, one of my sons told me that, hey, Dad, that was a really great example.
大人听过了就复习一下，反正三十天以内都没有关系。
The older ones, you heard this, I'll just review it for you.
这个艾森豪将军在第二次世界大战这个带领盟军打胜了。
And General Eisenhower has led the Allies to victory in World War II.
所以有人来请教他这个 leadership.
And someone has come and listen to him what leadership meant.
他就在地上画了一条直线，就好像这条直线一样。
So he drew a straight line just like a track on the stage.
然后他拿了一个鞋带还是一个绳子在地上。
And then he took a shoelace or a piece of rope and he placed them on the ground.
他说如果我要这条绳子完全照着这条直线那个往前去，我应该在后面推它呢还是在前面拉着这条绳子
走。He says if I want to take the string or the shoelace to follow this particular path, this line that I draw on the ground,Do I push it from the back or do I drag it from the front?
答案是什么？
What's the answer?
当然是在前面嘛。
Of course you pull it.
你在后面推。
If you push it from the back,
他就给你弯过来弯过去。
And it will start wiggle.
就跟杨俊碰到以色列的那个导游一样，他说他们以色列打胜仗，因为他们说冲啊的时候，这些 leader 都冲在前面的。
Like a visit that June had in Israel, he had an opportunity to talk to one of the captains, and when they fought, the captains are always at the front line.
不像我们中国古代一些古装兵冲啊，就站在后面让人家冲啊。
Not like the Chinese army of time of old, that the general would say, charge, and they would stay where they are. Thank you.
那弟兄姊妹，我们需要真的是走在神百姓面前，这叫做抬约柜的人。
Brothers, we need to walk in front of everyone. This is called carrying the ark.
所以以前黎弟兄去请教何秀恩教师的时候
，and brother Nee went and
去请的那个
Miss
Barbara.
Miss Barbara went and seek advice.
他说我们怎么样才能够带领弟兄姊妹起来渴慕神呢
？How do I bring up brothers and sisters so that they will long for the Lord？
那何秀恩教师告诉他
，and Miss Barbara said to him，
他说当一个不渴慕神的人遇见了一个渴慕神的人，他里面自己就会产生渴慕。
And when a person has no desire for God meets someone who has desire for God， they naturally will have a desire。
当一个不爱神的人遇见了一个爱神的人，他就知道自己不够爱神了。
And a person who does not love the Lord meets someone who really loves the Lord, then he will know that he does not love the Lord enough.
当一个不肯奉献为主活着的人碰到了一个真正肯奉献为主活的人，他就愿意起来奉献为主。
And a person who is unwilling to offer up his life to live for the Lord finds someone who is willing to, then he will be willing to.
原谅我说哈。
Forgive me for saying this.
这是一百年前的讲法。
This is something that's a saying 100 years ago.
现在的基督徒身上有太多的绝缘体了。
And Christian nowadays have too many insulators in the body.
虽然我们旁边有很多人爱主的人，很多人冲上去，我们里面常常原封未动的。
There are a lot of people around us who have the energy that are running around us, and we're not changed.
我们还是求神在各个小组，在各个环境里面为我们兴起真正有影响力的人。
And we pray that in every small group, in every circumstance, that God will raise up those who have the potential to influence others.
第三件事情。
And the third thing.
大卫在这里将建殿的这个蓝图跟是这个各个东西好尺寸造法全部启示给所罗门。
And David has revealed unto Solomon very clearly what the blueprints and how the temple is to be built.
所以在下一段的经文里面讲到大卫将殿的游廊、堂屋、府库、楼房、内殿和施恩所的样式指示他的儿子，然后底下说到又将被灵感动所得的样式，就是耶和华神殿的院子。周围的房屋、殿的府库和圣物府库，一切的样式都指示他。
Again, David gave his son Solomon the plans concerning the temple, and also what the Lord has moved them through the Spirit of God.
这个叫做有意象的人。
And this is called this is someone who is a visionary.
有启示的。
And he has a vision.
手中有三项样式的人。
He has a particular pattern that he has received.
知道神要的是什么的人。
He knows exactly what God wants.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要圣灵常常开我们的眼睛。
And brothers and sisters, we need the Holy Spirit to open our eyes.
不管是旧约的会幕
whether it's the tabernacle in the Old Testament,
不管是所罗门时代的圣殿
or the temple that is built in the days of Solomon,
更不要说今天的教会
and not to say
在神面前都有蓝图的
there is a blueprint in God's heart.
神说你要谨慎
God says, be careful.
凡你所做的都要照着山上的样式
All that you do, do it according to the pattern that I've shown you on the mountain.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天教会一个很大的危机，也可以说是教会很大的挑战。
Brothers, this is a great challenge for the church today. It could be something that is very, very a danger point.
到底我们凭着自己的喜好、看法、观念，我们来建造教会呢？
Are we building the church according to our own lives, our own desires?
我们还是照着山上的样式。
Or are we building it according to the principle on the mountain?
你不要以为这个挑战只有我们今天有啊。
Don't think that this challenge is only something that we face today.
在摩西进会幕的时候早就有了。
In the days of Moses, when he was building the tabernacle,
使徒反告诉我们说，摩西在埃及的王宫学会了埃及一切的学问。
Stephen told us that Moses has learned all the wisdom and knowledge in Egypt.
你知道埃及的建筑多伟大，到今天金字塔都让人家惊叹了。
The construction in Egypt is still a marvel to scientists today.
要怎么样把金字塔最后面那块石头放上去，到现在都是挑战。
How were they able to put the capstone on top of the pyramids is still a question today.
弟兄姊妹，摩西学会埃及一切的学问。
Moses has learned all the knowledge of the land of Egypt.
说话行事都有能力的。
Whatever he said, whatever he did, he had the power.
那神要盖会所，建会所，一句话就好了。
And all he really needed was God says, I want a sanctuary.
他可能会对神说，你老人家放心，交给我，你放心。
He would say, Lord,Take care of, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it.
我一定照着超过你所求所想的。
I will build something beyond what you can imagine.
我跟你说，因为照着山上样式照的时候，约柜是矮矮小小，什么东西都是小小的。
And according to the pattern on the mount, the tabernacle is actually very, very short and very, very low.
用现在的话来说，就一点不气派。
And according to today's terminology, it's not very,
摩西真的跟神说，你只要一句话，我帮你造得好好的。
It's not fancy at all. So Moses could have said, Lord, just give me the word and I'll do it myself.
神却对他说，你要谨慎。
But the Lord says, be careful.
凡你所做的
Everything that you do
都要照着山上我所指示你的样子。
It has to be according to the pattern I've shown you.
每一个材料
Every material
每一个尺寸
Every measurement
每一个形状
Every form
每一个使用的方法
Everythmethods of using
每一个摆设的位置
every position,
使用的目的
and the purpose of the
神全部讲得清清楚楚
God gave very clear instructions
弟兄姊妹我们今天在神的面前我们要求神帮助我们
we're before the Lord we need to ask God to help us
让真正有一般的人在主的面前能够清心祷告
we'll be a people that will really have a pure heart in seeking him
知道神要建造的是什么
but to know what God is building
能够把这个意向这个使命能够传递给神的百姓
that they are visionaries that they can pass this vision onto the people.
我们在座有一些弟兄姊妹在这个教会有一段年日啊。
There's some brothers and sisters in our midst that's been in this fellowship for a long time.
我常常讲的一句话，我就说怎么样子能够让每一个服事能够赋予使命感呢
？And I often said, how do we let every single service be done out of a sense of a commission?
真实的意向会产生使命感。
A true vision will place within our hearts a particular burden.
使命感是借着看见意向产生的。
This burden comes from seeing a particular vision.
所以我一直为这件事情祷告，我也一直常常鼓励我们的同工们，怎么样子能够落实这件事情。
And oftentimes I prayed and I asked the co-workers, how do we actualize this particular thing?
希望我们在每一个服事上面，大家都能够带着使命感。
That every particular service we carry a burden with us.
就连饭食，就连整洁。就连招待就连任何的事情不管是代师讲到所有的服事都需要使命感
cooking, ushering, leading a Bible study speaking or leading worship needs to have a sense of burden with it
因为教会里面没有一件事情纯粹是事情
because not one thing that is done in the church is merely finishing a particular thing
教会里面的每一件事情都跟生命都跟见证发生关系
everything that happens inside the church has to do with life and testimony
都是一个生命的流露是一个见证的彰显
it is an outflow of life and it's a testimony that can be seen
你做整洁怎么做弟兄姊妹没有使命感就交差了事
if you're cleaning how you do it if you don't have a sense of burden you're just merely getting it done
弟兄姊妹，我们要带着使命感来接受每一个服事。
We need to carry a sense of burden when we take on any service.
没有人看见。
Nobody sees you.
神在看。
But God is watching.
撒旦在看。
Satan is watching.
我们做任何事情，如果带着意向和使命来做。
Everything that we do, if we do it with a sense of vision and a sense of burden.
没有人看你，你都会把它做得最好。
Even if no one is watching you, you will do it to the very best.
当我们在这里唱说他是 King of Kings.
And when we sing that He is the King of Kings.
我们为 King of Kings 万王之王扫厕所，我们绝对不会这么扫的。
And when we clean the bathroom for the King of Kings, we will not be very casual.
弟兄姊妹，我们要看见这是一个意象，这是一个征战，这是一个见证。
We need to see that this is a vision, this is a battle, this is a testimony.
不管别人怎么看。
It doesn't matter how others see.
我做这件事情为神做。
When I do this, I do it for the Lord.
我做这件事情在生命里面做。
I do it in the light.
我做这件事情为了见证做的。
I do it for the sake of upholding a testimony.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在所有的服事上都带着使命，那大不一样。
Friends, if we do everything with a sense of burden, then everything will be different.
一个有使命感的主日学老师跟一个没有使命感的老师差太多了。
A Sunday school teacher has a sense of burden versus a Sunday school teacher who doesn't. It's totally different.
我在新澳的时候跟弟兄姊妹讲，我说一个肯负责任跟一个有使命感的人差太多了。
And I said in Greece that someone whoowns, has certain ownership responsibility versus someone who has a sense of burden is completely different.
今天有责任感的人已经越来越少了。
And those who have a sense of responsibilities are less and less already.
更不要说有使命感的人。
And not to say those who carry a sense of burden in the heart.
你要想一想什么叫做责任感跟使命感。
You want to think about what is just merely responsibility versus someone who has a sense of burden.
有责任感的老师。
A Sunday school who merely has a sense of responsibility.
聚会。上课前准时到。
Be on time for the class.
或是早到十分钟把教室布置好。
And come 10 minutes ahead of schedule and tidy up the room.
然后之前会预备他的课程，预备他的教材。
In the beginning, she will prepare the material.
然后他忠心的教课。
And she will faithfully teach the class.
教完课以后，他很认真的把教室清干净，把东西归位。
And afterwards, she's very diligent cleaning up the classroom, put everything back to place.
这是一个有责任感的老师。
This is someone who's very responsible.
一个有使命感的老师
for someone who has a sense of calling,
就远远超过这个了
they will go beyond that.
他把改变孩子的生命
she is focused on transformation of the child's life.
他在乎孩子跟主之间的关系
she cares about the relationship between the child and God.
他会为孩子们祷告
and she will pray for each child.
我曾经碰到一个姊妹，她是做儿童主日学的工作，一做做了几十年
and I've met a sister who's been involved in children ministry for numbers of years.
好，很多人当主日学老师是随着自己的孩子当老师，孩子毕业了就不当老师了。
A lot of teachers are Sunday school teachers according to the age of their children. Once they graduated, they're no longer in that service.
这个有使命感的老师，他说他常常为了孩子祷告。
This particular Sunday school teacher said she often prayed for each child.
他提名跪在主的面前为他们祷告。
She mentioned them name by name and on her knees.
你不要以为他这样祷告完来到教会，每一个小孩子头上都有光圈，变得很乖了。
Don't think that on top of there's every kid that comes to church, we all of a sudden become an angel.
淘气的一样淘气。
And the naughty ones are still naughty.
不乖的一样不乖。
Those who are disobedient are still disobedient.
但他从来不放弃，回去继续为他们祷告。
But she will not give up and go back and pray for them.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做有使命感的人。
This is someone who has a sense of burden.
今天我们在主的面前，我们求神在神家兴起有使命感的人。
Today we are before the Lord. We ask the Lord to raise up those who have sense of burden.
我们教会最近快要推出一个新的 website 来了。
And our church is on the verge of sending out a new website.
我们很高兴主给我们带来一个同工 Paul 哈，大家都知道他最近在website 帮助杨军一起做得非常好。
And we want to praise the Lord for bringing us our brother Paul, and he is working very diligently putting that website together.
我记得那一次我们几个同工们到他们家去这个开会的时候。
And I remember that particular day, some of the coworkers.Went to his house to have a meeting.
我在那边夸他的时候啊
，and when I was praising him,
他就跟我讲了一个故事。
And he told me a particular story.
他说从前有一个人从桥上不小心掉到水里去了。
One time, somebody accidentally fell off the bridge.
大家都在那里叫说，哎，要救他，要救他。
And somebody says, "Oh, we gotta save him, we gotta save him."
那大家叫，没有人动静，突然有一个人下跳到水里面去。
Everybody screamed and nobody did anything. All of a sudden, somebody jumped off the bridge.
然后这个时候正好警察这个救生队跑来了。
And all of a sudden, the ambulance showed up.
所以一起把他们都带上来了。
And they came and they brought those people out of the water.
所以当这个勇敢的人上来的时候。
And with that person who jumped in to save the guy,
整个桥上人都在拍手哈，夸他是英雄。
And everybody on the bridge was like, "Oh man, you're a hero."
没有想到他就走走走走到他原来跳水的地方去问说刚才是谁把我推下去的
And then he walked back to where he was and he looked around and he said, Who pushed me down?
我们的弟兄很幽默告诉我这个故事啊
And our brother was very humorous and he told me such a story. Somebody pushed him into the survey.
你说我们教会的弟兄可不可爱
Our brothers are so, they're all very humorous in our church.
但他真的很认真
He is very, very diligent.
他一点不像被人家推下去的人
He is not like someone who's been pushed into the service.
常常昼夜不休息赶了教会有什么需要马上帮忙解决
Often day and night, he's just working very diligently.
又怎么样神家需要有这样子真正有使命感
God's house needs those who have a sense of commission.
他做的超过了别人对他的期望
He's done beyond what everybody expected.
Because
he did it for the Lord.
He did it
for the sake of that glorious
testimony. 弟兄姊妹，我们在这里唱美丽西安，美丽西安。弟兄姊妹，这不是只是一个憧憬。
And brothers, when we talk about glorious Zion, this is not just an imagination.
西安的实际需要在我们中间。
The reality of Zion needs to be in our midst.
西安为什么荣耀神为什么爱西安的门过于爱雅各一切的住处呢
Why does the Lord love the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob?
因为西安有大卫的帐幕在这里神的约柜在这里
Because in Zion the tabernacle of David is there the God's ark is there
这般的百姓爱慕神的同在
This group of people love the presence of God
神为什么喜欢西安因为大卫的宝座在这里
God loves Zion because the throne of David is there
神的掌权神的权柄在他们中间
God's reign, God's authority is in the midst of that people
他们喜欢来顺服神在他们身上的权柄
The delight to come under the authority of God's authority
所以神爱西安的门胜于爱雅各一切的住处
So God loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob
这帮人就抓住机会找机会来满足神
These people in Zion then take every opportunity to satisfy God
借着手中每一样的服事我们来彰显生命
Through every service in their hands they want to magnify their life
所以利托特瑞莎说你为为了爱神的缘故，从地上捡起一根草或者一根线，比你做很多有意义的事情还有价值。
Teresa says that if you're willing to bend down and pick up a piece of trash for the sake of the Lord, it's more valuable than anything that you may do.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望神在我们中间能够得着我们更多更多的人是带着意向，知道那个蓝图是什么。
So we ask the Lord to lay hold of more and more of us, more and more people will be visionaries and see the blueprint.
接下来我们讲到他建造、建立侍奉的体系。
And then we talk about that he establishes the service and the structure of the services.
他底下说到他把祭司、利未人的班次、耶和华殿里各样的工作。它有一个立体的架构。
And he had a physical structure for everyone who served.
你发现大卫虽然捞不到建殿。
You discover that David, though, he can't put his hands to the actual work.
建殿的材料是他预备的。
All the materials was prepared by him.
建殿的蓝图在他手中。
All the blueprint was in his hands.
弟兄姊妹，侍奉的体系也是他建立起来的。
The pattern of services is also established by him.
歌唱的、守门的、祭司、利未人，还有管府库的，还有做官长、事司的，全都是大卫把他立体建立起来。
Those who sing, those who are gate watchers, the Levites, those who watch the storehouses, every single service, David arranged it.
所以我们刚才讲到 contributor.
So we talked about the very beginning contributors.
那个贡献者
Those who are able to contribute.
我们讲到 influencer, 有影响力的人
We talked about the group of people who are influencers.
然后我们讲到 visioner, 有意向的人
We talked about a group of people who are visionaries.
然后我们现在讲 builders.
Now we're going to talk about builders.
真正能够把这些器材把这些人能够建立起来
Those people who have the ability to take all these resources and put them together.
能够得到一个立体的侍奉。
And to have a physical structure of service.
弟兄姊妹，一个种子丢在地里面。
A seed that is thrown into the ground.
它再怎么样，可能都会长起来。
Doesn't matter what the condition, it will grow.
一些建材丢在地上。
A pile of building material cast on the ground.
房子不会起来。
It will not build a house on its own.
一个重生得救的人
A person who's born again.
神爱他
God loves him.
就算周围可能没有基督徒神可能还是顾念他让他能够继续成长
There may not be any Christians around him, but the Lord will watch over him. He may grow.
但是一群基督徒混在一起
But a group of Christians coming together.
如果没有蓝图没有 builder, 他不可能成为一个合神心意的居所
If there's no blueprint and there is no builder, it cannot be a place after God's own heart.
要在神家当 builder, 这是一个非常大的 挑战，这是一件艰巨的一个使命。
It's a huge challenge to be a builder in the house of God.
因为我们每一个人都有自己的个性。
Because every single one of us have our own personality.
你看保罗对哥林多教会说，他说我从前不能把你们当属灵的。只能当作属肉体的。
Paul says to the people in Corinthians, to Corinth, and says that I can only treat you as carnal, not as those who are spiritual.
从前是这样，现在还是这样。
In time past, it's the same, now still the same.
他说我只能用奶喂你们，不能够用饭喂你们，因为你们还是婴孩。
He says that I can only feed you with milk and not with solid food, because till this very day, you are still babes.
他说那时你们不能吃，到如今还是不能吃。
You are unable to receive it then, you still cannot receive it now.
所以你要知道，很多人在神家很多年了，那时是不行，现在还是不行。
Many people in the house of God back then they weren't able to, now they're still not able to.
那很不容易的事情。
This is something very difficult.
所以这个格里汉的太太 Ruth 啊，她几个月前刚去世了。
So Billy Graham's wife, Ruth Graham, she passed away a few months ago.
她非常可爱啊，她在中国生的这个宣教师的女儿。
She was a missionary born in China.
我很早以前就听说，她说她将来死的时候，希望人家在她墓碑上写一句话。
And I heard a long time ago that she said that when she dies, she wants a particular phrase on her tombstone.
她说 construction is over. Thank you for your patience.
And she says construction is over. Thank you for your patience.
工程结束了。这个谢谢你的忍耐啊。因为我们这个人都是 under construction.
Because we are, this person is under construction the whole time.
问题多多了。
We have a lot of problems.
摩西造会幕，所罗门造圣殿，都比我们今天建造教会要容易。
And Moses building the tabernacle and David building the temple is a lot easier than building the church today.
也今天建造教会的材料是活的人。
Because the material that we're using for the church today is a living person.
摩西用竖板放好了，这个竖板就动都不动的。
David takes a board and say, stay here, it'll stay right there.
今天神家的竖板会跑的。
Today the boards in the house of God and the church will run around.
他扛一扛累的跑掉了。
And they carry it for a while, they're tired, they run away.
所以你就发现很多的服事有人 quit 到最后剩下几个人累死了。
And then you discover a lot of services, everybody's quitting, then there's only a handful of people.
每跑掉一个竖板，其他人的担子就重了。
And every board that runs away, all the other boards carry a heavier load.
每一个竖板跑掉，你就发现产生 gap, 仇敌可以进来了。
And one board at a time, when they run away, there are gaps between each board, and enemies can come in.
所以圣经上说要各占其位，各尽其职，这是一件挑战。
So the Bible says everybody needs to be positioned in the right place. It's a challenge.
有人问我们说，你们教会有多少%的人加入服事
？And somebody asked me that in our church, how many people are involved in services?
弟兄姊妹，我们的目标绝对不希望像一般的公司一样是20-80的原则。
And we do not want to be like companies in the world that the principle is 20-80 principle.
你看这个木的水桶，只要有一根不在，水全部流光的。
And for any barrel, if you take out any particular wood column, then the water cannot stay.
竖板只要有一根不在，虫啊、老鼠啊、风啊，什么都会进到会幕里面来的。
And your yard, if the fence is missing one particular board, the wind will come in, and the any kind of leaves and anything will come into your yard.
所以竖板会跑。
When the boards have the ability to run away,
石头不像旧约的石头摆在哪边，宝石摆在哪里就各占其位的。
These rocks are not like the rocks used to build the temples.
我们这些石头会砸人的，你知道吗？
These stones can hurt people.
意见不同彼此伤害的。
And we disagree, we harm one another.
你看祭司们见到圣所一点香，香就着了。
And the priests, when they enter into the temple, they light the incense, immediately it gives off a fragrance.
你说新约教会里面要点香多难啊。
He said in the New Testament days, for the church to build, to light an incense, how
香讲到众圣徒的祷告，你发现今天在教会叫弟兄姊妹祷告，怎么点香都点不起来啊。
This incense talks about the prayer of the saints, and within the church, it is so hard to ask people to pray.
老夫今天心情不好，不想祷告。
I'm in a bad mood today. I don't feel like praying.
老娘今天没劲。
And I don't have the energy today.
所以这个香几个火柴上去，就是一盒火柴、两盒火柴点不起一个香来。
So a couple of boxes of matches, you can't light the person on fire.
所以你要知道，今天建造教会比旧约建造会幕跟圣殿难多了。
Today the build of the church is so much harder than in the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹来到会所里面都要 warm up， 不知道老半天的。
We come to the church, we take a while to warm up.
我刚刚问了智慧说，我讲过一个例子了没有？因为我现在真的是老了。
I asked Sister Christina whether I've given this example because I'm really old. old, I'm forgetting. And I asked someone who actually has a very good memory, like someone would tell me you spoke about this already. And when I was young, I lived in Tainan in Taiwan. And there's an airport in Tainan.
离我家是有一段距离，但是那个风向转向的时候呢，那个你听得到飞机场的声音啊。
And some distance from my house, but when the wind changes direction, you could hear the sound of the plane.
那个40年前，那个美军那在那边还有个基地。
And 40 years ago, the Americans had a base there.
那个时候给的飞机呢，都是那种比较老式的飞机哈。
And the planes that were docked there in Taiwan were the older model.
那有一种飞机我们叫它老母鸡，你们有没有听过？
And we want this particular plane, we call it a hen.
old
hen.
它是有点像那个双十哈，然后一个大肚子啊，那个专门运输用的。
And it's got a very big belly. It's for the
sake
of transport. And as this such a plane takes off and the wind changes direction, we will suffer.
And
it goes, speeds up.
然后，然后很久以后转弯，又开始了。
For a long time, and it turns direction, it goes again.
然后到最后终于到了那个最后的跑道的时候，就一直叫了好久，才终于起来了。
It gets on the runway, it goes for a long time, finally lifts off.
那你说现在的美军飞机根本是不要跑道的，原地起来咻就不见了哈。
Jets nowadays, they have vertical takeoff and they just leave.
哪里会这样，这样就老。
They don't do that anymore.
那你说现在的教会每一次来到聚会面前都是老母鸡。
You say churches nowadays, everybody who comes to church makes that noise.
唱诗也好，祷告也好呢。
They feel, you know, getting ready to sing to worship.
那好不容易起来的时候，今天聚会结束了。
And finally they're ready to take off. And then the meeting is over.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的问题啊。
This is our problem.
香点不着啊。It's
hard to light these incense.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这真的是我们现在的问题。祭坛更不要说了，牲畜上去，叭跑下来了。
Forget about the sacrifices. You offer a sacrifice, it jumps off of the altar.
Oh,
and we're on the altar, we can sing it very loud. This whole life, I will live for Jesus. The priest comes with a knife. Time to go.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的问题，今天要建造真的不是容易的事情。
This is our problem. It's so hard to build up.
大卫在这里，他真的是看见立体的建造是什么。
David today really sees a physical building.
我们求神帮助我们哈。And
we ask the Lord to help us.
今天在这个地上，真的是各地都有所谓奉主名聚会的地方。
Today in this world, in many places, they say that they gather in the name of the Lord.
我们要求神怜悯我们。
We ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
因为你看启示录，你就晓得。Because
you look at Revelation, you'll see.
绝大多数的教会都伤了主的心。Predominantly,
many churches hurt the heart of Jesus.
以弗所的教会失去了起初的爱。The
church of Ephesus has lost their first love.
这是叫主耶稣最受不了的事情。This
is the one thing that causes Jesus unrest.
他们行为忍耐，能够分辨假先知，他们真理很懂，做了许多的事情，但是把起初的爱离弃了。They
were patient and they were able to discern spirits, the false prophets. They did a lot of good things, but they lost the first love.
它可能发生在你我。 发生在我们的聚会中。It
could happen to you and I in our church.
而别加摩的教会更糟糕，他们因为松懈，有撒旦的住处在他们中间。And
Pergamos is even worse, that in their midst, the throne of Satan is in their midst.
他们松到一个地步，根本撒旦住在他们中间。They
were so relaxed that Satan was living in their midst.
而推亚推拉的教会，他们接受耶洗别的教会，说到他们乱。And 这个异端邪说都进到教会里面来了。
Thyatira, they're in complete chaos that someone in the form of Jezebel actually lives in the church.
到了启示录第三章讲到撒迪教会的时候。
And when it comes to chapter 3 of Revelation, they talk about the church of Sardis.
他说你爱民是活的,
by name, you are alive, but in reality, you are dead. According to the church, it is a very traditional church. And all the teachings are there. But it has no life.
爱民是活的,
by name, it is alive, but in reality, it is dead. And
when
it comes to the church of Laodicea, and they are prideful. They think that they are full, they lack nothing. And the Lord says, you do not know that you are poor and impoverished and you are blind. And what marvels us, and the Lord said to the church of Laodicea, and what is God's call for them? The Lord says, behold, I am knocking. And the church is his house. The church is his dwelling place.
Yet
the master is locked outside the door.
什么时候主变成在教会外面去了?
When did the Lord become outside of the church?
弟兄姊妹，前一阵子我们讲到伯大尼的时候,
and a few weeks ago we talked about the house of Bethany.
Mark chapter 11
verse 11 talks about the Lord entering to Jerusalem.
这个大君王的京城属于他的地方,
and this is the city of the king. And it belongs to him. 圣殿是他的居所，是万民祷告的地方。 The temple is his dwelling place, is a place where nations call on to him.
却成为贼窝了。
And it's become a den of thieves.
耶稣周围看着圣殿里面各样的东西，他晚上就出去了。
The Lord walked in the temple and looked at everything, and at nightfall he left.
耶路撒冷再也不是他安息之所。
Jerusalem was no longer his resting place.
爱民是活的。
And by name they are alive.
其实是死的。
But in reality they are
dead. 里面有撒旦的作为。
And it has the work of Satan.
里面有撒旦的居所,
and it has the dwelling place of Satan.
里面充满了流洋买卖的声音,
and it's the sound of the marketplace.
里面充满了兑换银钱的声音,
and a place where money is being exchanged.
弟兄姊妹, 我们里面的圣殿是什么呢?
Princess, what is our standard of holiness?
林前六章十九节说，岂不知你们的身子是圣灵的殿吗?
Again, 1 Corinthians says, do you not know that your temple is your body is the temple of the Lord?
同样的，我们也要问，到底我们的教会？
And similarly, we need to ask, what about our church?
我们是把主关在外面呢?
Is the Lord locked outside?
还是我们的主安息在我们中间?
Is the Lord at rest in our midst?
我们是不是一个像伯大尼之家是耶稣喜欢去的地方?
Is this a house of Bethany where the Lord desired to go?
在那里有全心爱主的玛利亚。
And there's a Mary that loves the Lord wholeheartedly.
在那里有甘心舍己殷勤侍奉主的玛大。
And there's a person who's willing to lay down her life and serve the Lord diligently, Martha.
在那里虽然有一个虽然是默默无声，但是却充满了复活见证的拉撒路。
And there's a person who doesn't speak much, but his life, his very person speaks of the resurrection of Christ.
还有一个这么明显被主改变的见证。
And these clear testimony of lives being changed.
主耶稣喜欢伯大尼。
Jesus loves Bethany.
弟兄姊妹啊，当我们一直读到主对老底嘉教会的叩门。
And every time I read about this verse where the Lord knocks at the church of Laodicea,
看啊。
Behold, I am outside knocking.
世界上有一幅非常有名的画, 叫做The Light of the World, 世界之光。
And there's a very famous artwork called The Light of the World.
在罗马有一个, 在圣Paul Cathedral里面有一个复制品。
他这幅图画的特点, and the characteristic of this particular artwork,
就是用启示录第三章二十节。
And it's using Revelation chapter 3, verse 20.
画耶稣在夜间在那里叩门,
and it's a picture of Jesus knocking in the middle of the night.
而那个门上没有门把,
and on that door it has no doorknob.
门从里面才能开的,
and it can only be opened from the inside.
弟兄姊妹, 今天主耶稣说看啊, 我在门外叩门,
and today the Lord is saying, behold, I am outside knocking.
就着我这个人来说, 我是神的殿。
And according to me individually, the person, I am the temple of
the Lord. 但是我们要问说，主耶稣是在门外叩门，还是住在里面？
And we need to ask ourselves, is the Lord knocking outside or is he dwelling inside?
就是我们教会来说,
and concerning our church,
主到底是在门外叩门，还是他住在我们里面？
Is the Lord knocking outside or is he living inside?
当我们知道就着客观来说，主永远爱我们，不离开我们。
And I know objectively, the Lord always loves us and he will never leave us.
带着就着主观。 和见证的实际来说。
But subjectively, pertaining to reality and testimony.
到底主是不是在门外叩门，还是真的在我们里面？
Is the Lord outside knocking, or is He really inside?
我们不求一个大的教会。
We are not asking for a big congregation.
我们不求一个人称赞的教会。
We are not looking for a place where people will praise it.
我们希望我们成为一个教会，是让神的同在、神的祝福。还有神的喜悦是这么清清楚楚在我们中间。
We want to, that the presence of God and the light of the Lord is very, very clearly seen in our midst.
不仅仅人来到我们中间能够说神真在你们中间。
Not only when people come, they can say, indeed, God is here.
而且我们那么清楚知道主耶稣喜欢住在我们中间。
But we know very well in our hearts that God delights to dwell here.
因为在这里真正有一些爱他的人。
Because here there are a group of people that really love him.
在这里真正有一些人爱慕耶稣，渴慕耶稣。
That really loves Jesus and longs for Jesus.
在这里真正有一些甘心牺牲自己，在这里侍奉主，要把最好的归给主的马大尔。
A group of people who are willing to sacrifice themselves and give the Lord very best.
然后在这里，我们常常看见弟兄姊妹生命被主改变。
And we often see transformation of lives here in our church.
充满了拉撒路的见证。
And their testimonies just like Lazarus.
弟兄姊妹，这要成为我们的祷告。
This needs to be our prayer.
我们要起来殷勤耕耘。
And we need to be diligent and a plow.
我们一起来建造神的家。
And together build the house of God.
一起来为神家得到建殿的材料。
And together lay hold the material for the building of God.
一起把自己奉献在神的手中。
And together we offer ourselves in the hands of the Lord.
让神建造的工作真在我们中间。
That His building, His construction is real in our midst.
阿摩斯书结束的时候。
And Amos at the very end.
神给他一个应许。
God's given him a promise.
他说我要重建大卫倒塌的帐幕。
And I will rebuild the tabernacle, the fallen tabernacle of David.
对不起。他说到那日我必重建建立大卫倒塌的帐幕。
He says, on that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David which has fallen down.
堵住其中的破口。
And repair its damages.
把那破坏的建立起来。
And I will raise up its ruins.
重新塑造像古时一样。
And rebuild it as in the days of old.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's just sing this hymn together.
我们真的求神重建大卫倒塌的帐幕。
That the Lord will rebuild the tabernacle of David that has fallen.
让我们不只是一般神儿女的聚集。
And that we're not just simply the gathering of the children of God.
让我们是一个真正合神心意的居所。
That we are a place that is after God's own heart.
歌词说献上自己为祭完全降服于你
The song says I will offer up my life one living sacrifice
我们请我们一起来唱
And let's sing it together
献上自己为祭完全降服于你真火熊熊来焚烧燃高后后是一滴再开灯盏不怕高举基督旌旗 是基督心情。你看我们为花
帐幕是倒塌的。让我们不甘心看见神家是有破口的。让我们不甘心看见祭坛是荒废的。让我们更不甘心看见有这么多的灵魂是被捆绑的。
好，
弟兄姊妹，今天晚上我们愿不愿意把自己更新奉献给神？
You're willing to renew yourself and offer it to the Lord.
我们知道我们是蒙爱的人。
And we are people that are loved by the Lord.
我们更知道自己是蒙召的人。
And we know that we've been called by the Lord.
我们被召出来侍奉万王之王。
We've been called to serve the King of Kings.
我们被召出来承受万有。
We've been called to inherit all things.
我们 也被召出来执掌他的权利。
We've been called to reign in His power.
啊，叫一切被掳的得到释放。
All those who are in captivity may be set free.
受压制的得到自由。
All those who are oppressed may be set free.
啊，教会真成为神的家。
And the church may truly become the house of God.
教会真成为神的居所。
The church may be the dwelling place of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起来加入这个重建的行列。
Do we all fall into this work of rebuilding?
当我们在唱的时候。
When we sing it again.
我希望弟兄姊妹，我们答应神的呼召。
The brothers, I pray that you would beckon to His call.
祭坛的火是每一天都要更新的。
And the fire on the altar is renewed day to day.
是不可以熄灭的。
It cannot be quenched.
我们求神让我们再来奉献自己。
We ask the Lord that we may offer ourselves again.
我们把自己交在神的手中。
Give ourselves in His hands.
让我们成为他的居所
that we may be his dwelling place.
不再把耶稣关在门外
Jesus is no longer outside the door.
不再让帐幕倒塌
But that the tabernacle will not be made
anymore. 弟兄姊妹，我们唱的时候有感动的愿意奉献的我们都出来啊
When we sing such a hymn, such a song, if you are moved, come on out.
我们找个地方你要站着要跪着要坐着都可以
Find a place if you want to stand, you want to sit,
把自己放在祭坛上
Place yourself upon the altar.
来我们再唱啊
And we'll sing it again.
献上自己为祭，完全降服于你。凭我拯救百分手，恩高我不是一级。
哦，主耶稣需要我们。
爱真长不发高低基督之心你看我们为皇冠以我们为坟地让我们从前
Everyone who's knelt before the Lord right now, he does not despise.
所有站在那里不肯出来的，主耶稣都在看着你。
And those who are standing there who's reluctant to come out, the Lord's watching.
什么东西拦住了我们对他的奉献？
What's keeping you from your offer?
弟兄姊妹，我求你把自己奉献给神。
Sister, I beseech you, offer yourself.
为着这个世代起来征战。
For this generation to rise up and do battle.
为着神家的需要把自己摆进来。
For the needs of God's house, place yourself in it.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我求你来到祭坛面前。
Sister, I beseech you, come to the altar.
来到永生神的面前。
Come to the everlasting God.
把自己奉献给他。
Offer yourself to Him.
让他的圣火烧在我们的身上。
That His holy fire may consume you.
重建大卫到他的帐篷。
He established the temple that is in ruin.
哈利路亚。我们同声祷告。来到这个荣耀的王面前向他祷告。
Come to this glorious King and praise Him.
打开我们的心呐、
啊！ Open up our hearts,
让耶稣不再站在门外。
Jesus no longer outside.
哈利路亚！怎么能够让耶稣被关到外面呢？
How is it that He can be locked outside?
如果在座有福音朋友，你愿意归向耶稣的，你也可以出来。
Gospel friends, if you want to come to Jesus now, come
on out. 打开你的心，听啊，我在门外叩门。
Open up your heart, he is out knocking.
凡听见这声音就开门的。
All who hear my voice and open.
我要进到他里面去。
I will enter into
you. 我与他，他与我要一同坐席啊。
You and I, you will die in
heaven. 哈利路亚。我们的人生再也不一样，我们的教会再也不一样，耶稣在我们里面了。
Jesus in us.
约柜回来了。
Yes, the Ark has returned.
神的荣耀回到你百姓中间。
The glories of the Lord has returned to his people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.